Latter-day Saint Home Educators is pleased to bring you this audio presentation, recorded live during the May 2023 Youth Education Conference held in Salt Lake City, Utah.
I am Mr. C, also known as Brother C, also known as many other things, but We're at an LDS homeschool conference, so we're not going to talk about those. I am super old, and I have a couple other things I should probably. I have a couple more pieces of bio. I love that bio. It is one of the coolest pieces of fiction. Well, some of it's true. This is Defense Against the Dark Arts. If you have wandered in here by mistake, that's okay. You can wander back out again. I do not take offense to that. However, we're going to talk about some difficult stuff. I take this very seriously. I teach it on the collegiate level. And yes, in the college catalog at Mount Liberty College, it says Defense Against the Dark Arts. And no, you do not have to replace the teacher every year, not if you know what you're doing. If you have not, in fact, become one of the dark arts, you can actually keep going for year after year after year. It's only if you subscribe to the dark arts yourself that you have to rotate off. First off, who is this guy? Is there really a Mr. C, or is this some kind of branding experiment? No, there really is one. He is real. I'm a teacher. I teach at Mount Liberty College. I teach at Liahona Preparatory Academy and the Education Underground, which is an undisclosed location. To some of you, it might at some point be disclosed in the future. Maybe. Possibly. I'm also an author. I'm the author of the Trinity Flynn series. If you like Nancy Drew, only you wish that she would kick a little more butt. And that was my problem with Nancy Drew. Now she does. Plus, she also flies airplanes. The Cheating Death series, which is a supernatural crime drama in which the protagonist is a serial killer. That one's probably for those of you who are 16 and up. And I ghostwrite, also not disclosing that. Although, I guarantee that more than a third of the people in this room have my books on their shelf with someone else's name on the cover. For those of you who are interested in becoming authors and would like to actually make some money at it, come and see me later. Because it can be done. And that worked a lot better when you could actually see it, but one of my students grabbed a screen grab of me and turned me into Superman, and I love it, so I keep it on there as an introduction. I am not actually Superman. I can be pierced by bullets, I think, although none of them ever have. So you never know. All right, also sports. I play basketball. I watch everything. BYU forever. Amen. Rise, all loyal Cougars. I sing. I sang opera for a living. Well, not for a living, but for money, at least. It's hard to make a living unless you're real good, and I'm not that good. I also sang in Mac Wilberg's choir for 5 years. Raise your hand if you know who Mac Wilberg is. What choir is Mac Wilberg the director of? Tabernacle Choir. No, not that one. This was before he did that. Not the current choir that he sings with, that he directs. Although he is a mentor of mine and an absolutely great guy. I am not from here. I grew up in Virginia. Spent the first 20 years of my life in Virginia, and then a couple years in the People's Republic of Hungary before the Berlin Wall came down. So yes, I lived for 2 years in a communist worker state. I have thoughts on that, which we will not get to today. Speaking of dark arts, I have 8 children. I think they're all still alive. Most of them were when I left this morning, but it's been a couple hours, and most of them are boys. So anything is possible. I have 3 boys and then 2 girls and then 3 more boys. And they're, you know, in various states of composition and decomposition. I have 6 siblings. I was just talking to Kylia here. She has 5 sisters. I have 5 sisters. She is the oldest. I am the oldest. We are twins. I don't know if you can tell, but for a minute, I couldn't tell which one of us was talking. And I haven't had a good night's sleep in 32 years, just FYI. Okay, so Communication. We're going to talk about communication. I am on page 35, apparently, in your book, with my beautiful handout on page 35. I like handouts that are blank because they give you scope for the imagination, as Anne would say. And if you don't know which Anne I'm talking about, that is a problem. You need to fix it. Find someone, probably female, and just say Anne Shirley to them. And if their face goes, that's the right person, ask them about all that. If you don't know that, that's a problem. Okay, we're going to talk about communication. Defense Against the Dark Arts is a course that runs an entire semester at Mount Liberty College. I'm going to pack 1 3-hour lesson into 39 minutes now. So be prepared for some speed. Also, I cut it way down, and I was reviewing this with some friends of mine, and they're like, you don't have a lot of slides. And I'm like, this is an LDS homeschool conference. Getting them to shut up will be the problem, not getting them to participate. So for those of you who want to see that in action, come back at 1 when we'll not use the chairs at all. Okay, so I'm going to talk about communication. 21st century is the most communicative century in world history. It's not even close. In the time that it took me to run through that introduction, more video was uploaded to YouTube than existed on planet Earth in 1980. Let me say that again. In the time it took me to do that little introduction, more video was uploaded to YouTube than existed on the Earth in 1980. Your generation is more wired, more communicative, has more different ways of saying things to each other than any generation that there's ever been on Earth. And this necessitates defense, because when something has power, those who crave power do what? Either they kill it. Thanks for going right there. My gosh. By the way, there is a Middle Eastern spell book. It's probably about 4,100 years old, FYI, written in Akkadian, that was dug up not too long before the Harry Potter books were published, and J.K. Rowling was invited to tour the place where that book is kept. And yes, the ultimate spell in the book is Avada Kedavra. I don't make these things up. I just tell them to you in an interesting way. Just saying. If you're wondering where abracadabra comes from, originally it was much more sinister. By the way, sinister, Latin, for left hand. If you are left-handed, you are preternaturally born to be evil. That's what I get from it. By the way, the right hand is dexter. That's like dexterity, dexterous, graceful, etc. Yeah, most languages are like that. Almost all languages, the synonyms for the right hand are all positive. The synonyms for the left hand are all negative. Just so you know. There's a reason for that, but I'm not going to tell you what it is. Okay, communication. How many different types of communication can you name for me? Back there. Texting, that's one. Email, love it. Just one count. What? Talking. That's so good. That's so like last century. Radio, love it. Yes. Sign language. Form of talking, but I'll accept it. Yes. Writing a letter. Writing. Oh, my gosh. Do people still do that? Yeah. Still talking, just talking so people can't understand you. Yeah, in the back. Morse code. I'll take it. Sure. Yeah, you know, they have a belly dancing class at the gym that I go to, and there's communication happening. There is. There totally is. Reese, what? Telephone. Very good. You realize that the device that you have in your pocket that you use to text, you realize that will also do voice communication? Did you know that? Yeah. Smoke signals. Would never have thought of that, but there's always somebody in every crowd. Yes. Google Chat. Sure. Facial cues, so body language. Okay, like it? Telegram. Allograms. Have you ever seen that one? It's surprisingly boring. But getting one is cool. I fake them for some of my classes. It's kind of fun. Way in the back. Letters, sure. I thought you said lighters for a minute. I'm like, and that's stretching it a little bit, but okay, yeah. Mirror signals, so flashing mirror, whatever, okay, yeah. Facebook, Atreides, hand signals. By the way, yeah, Atreides hand signals, those of you who know you're doing. By the way, Frank Herbert, who wrote that, spent a while on the Chicago Board of Trade, where they communicate like this. Depending on which way your hand is facing, says whether you're going to sell or buy on the Chicago Board of Trade, and then there's like 1,000 different positions of your hand. And people have learned that if you work there, you learn to recognize these things just instantaneously. And he's like, wow, that's cool. Why don't we use it for a battle language? Yes. Music! Oh, I love that. Thank you. One more. Yeah. Was music too? Two votes for music. Okay, cool. All right, very good. I like that. Of the ones you named, I didn't count, but about half didn't exist when I was your age. Just didn't exist. Telegraph, for instance, I was like 30 when the telegraph was invented. Some of you took that very seriously. Okay, so ranked by impact. I'm just going to choose a few of these. And this is a psychologist got together and wanted to study our modes of communication and how they impact each other. How our modes of communication are effective or not effective in being persuasive or being communicating more than just the basics, the more potency that a communication has. Number six, getting used to this. Number six is text and email, and it's sixth on the list. Number five, typewritten or printed note. We had letters back there, yeah. Number four, handwritten note. Number three, audio call, telephone, includes voice message, TikTok, Marco Polo, although those are in declining order of impact. Why would a telephone call be more impactful than, say, a TikTok message or a Marco Polo? Why would it be more effective? Yeah. Because of the back and forth. However, if you have difficult conversations, it doesn't always work better to have instant back and forth. Sometimes it's a good idea to get somebody's message, have a minute to like stew on it, and then send it back. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. How many of you have like written something and then thrown it away and then recomposed it and then thrown it away, and it, whether electronically or, yeah, okay. Oh, not a bad idea, actually. I have an Abraham Lincoln anecdote about that, which we will not get time to talk about. Video call is next, because why? Why would video call be better than? It's the face, yeah. And what's number one? What? In person, face-to-face communication. It's not even close, actually. Face-to-face communication is infinitely better. Now, if you come to my college class, I will also teach you how to dial that up to 11 so that essentially no one will ever say no to you again. If you are going to defend yourself against the dark arts, you have to know how they work. Don't you? Please use your powers for good. Okay. By the way, 163rd is YouTube video. It's not 160. I've made that up. But YouTube video didn't make the list. And yet, YouTube video is one of the most used forms of communication in the 21st century. There are substantial numbers of people who spend more time watching YouTube videos than they do doing any of those other things, except possibly texting, which is like super ubiquitous. And I don't even count that anymore. It's like breathing in and out for most teenagers these days. I'm just saying. Okay. Daily time spent using social media. Now, I'm going to concentrate on social media for a minute because of its pervasiveness in American society and because of its addictive qualities. Because the people who operate these systems and the people who use these systems do not have the same goals. We're going to talk about that more in just a minute. But process that for a second. You do not have the same goals. If you're writing a letter, you and the person receiving you, you have roughly the same goal. If you're operating text or Facebook messages or any of those other sorts of social media type interactions, your connection with the other person may have the same goal, but the person who's operating the system to allow that communication does not necessarily have the same goal that you do. When it's a telegraph operator, that's not such a terrible thing. There's not a whole lot you can do with your telegraph that's going to like impact the people on either end. You either transmit the message or you don't. However, none of our systems today are that simple. They all have extra components. Knowing what those extra components are and why they're there is kind of critical. Daily time spent using social media. This is in October of 2022, which is like a minute ago by survey purposes. This line right here is the median, and it's a little over 2 hours a day. You'll be happy to know, actually, that the United States is right down here, actually below the average at 2 hours and 11 minutes per day. Very good question. I knew you would ask that. There's no way you can possibly read that. I can't even read it from here. So I'm going to ask you, what country do you think would be number one? It's not Korea. It's not China. You'll never get it. We'll be here all day. It is Nigeria. Okay, here's what happened in Africa and a lot of subcontinental Asian countries where they didn't lay phone lines, right? Because they hadn't reached that technology yet. They just jumped right over it, and now it's cell towers and satellite communication. And so everybody has cell phone, and they have terrific coverage. Yeah, the best Wi-Fi coverage is not New York City. It's Nigeria. 21st century is weird, but also that makes it cool. So I'm just saying. Daily time spent using social media graded by age. Guess who's in front? You guys are. Great job. Guess who's... I don't have a bar. I'm like off the end. Like, what's a phone? You mean this? I got one on the wall. Ain't nobody called it for like 31 years now. No, it's not true. Phone stopped ringing only about 10 years ago. Yeah. Yeah. Up here. Yeah. I think that's they prick your heel. They do the CPAP test and then they hand the kid a phone. Right. How you do that? Can't be discharged from the hospital until you've bonded with your phone. And somebody really needs to write that as a science fiction story, because that would be very cool. This is 16 to 24 years old. Males or females, who does more? Females, yeah, good job. Yes, that's right. 3 hours and 10 minutes per day, per day. Somebody want to do some fast math and run that out for a year? It's 1,000 hours. It's a lot of time, 1,000 hours. Do that for 10 years, you'll be an expert. No, that's not how it works. It takes you guys about an hour and a half because it's meant to be that way. One more, maybe two more. World's most used social media platforms. Facebook is in the lead, but that lead is declining. Second is YouTube, and that YouTube is accelerating. WhatsApp, which is the texting communication app for pretty much everybody outside the United States, is third. Instagram, WeChat, TikTok, Facebook Messenger, which doesn't it seem like Facebook and Facebook Messenger should be able to get together a little? Should they be able to like, you know, no. Then we would need a new chart here. And a whole bunch of other ones. Snapchat's down here. Quora, Reddit. Although there is a dark art hidden in Pinterest and Reddit. It is true that by usage, they're way down here. However, on hours per unique visit, it's like stratospheric, because you can't just get off on Reddit. You got on to see if somebody knew anything about darter snails And 45 minutes later, you're looking at the gaseous composition of the clouds on Uranus, and you just can't get out again. You can't remember how you got here, but you can't get off. And, oh, look, cat pictures. Oh, yes. Discord. Discord didn't make the list. Discord, for those who raise your hand, if you do not know what Discord is. I love these groups. Okay, ask someone next to you. Discord is still heavily populated by gamers. But, yeah, I'm talking about how many Discord servers I'm on. Okay, about 1 in 5 teens visit or use YouTube, and I'm picking hard on YouTube today. About 1 in 5 teens visit or use YouTube almost constantly, 19%, according to the Pew Research Center, 19% essentially never turn YouTube off. It's always up, always running something. Let's investigate a little dark side alley here. I don't know if it's a dark art necessarily. When you finish, if you're not really paying attention, you're doing something else, but there's a YouTube video in the background, what happens when the video finishes? It autoplays, which is the default setting for YouTube. You can turn it off, but it's defaulted to on. Do you want to know what percentage of the population has never changed their ringtone and it's still da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, which was so common they used it in a Jurassic Park movie because they knew everybody would know that was a ringtone from a cell phone, even though it was at the time buried in a 9-ton dinosaur. It didn't matter. Everybody knew that's what it was. Or, you know, da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da. They never, ever change it. 54% of people who have cell phones, that's their ringtone because they never, ever change it. Default settings are critical. It's called framing. That's another dark art. We don't have time to go there. Yes. Okay, then there's people like your mom. Okay, so no offense. Love your mom. I think that's great. I don't know if I have a ringtone. My phone has not been off silent since 1884. So... and it would, believe me, the cell coverage in 1884 was terrible. It's so much better now. You guys are so lucky. TikTok, 16%, Instagram, 10, Snapchat, 15, again, Snapchat. Facebook's down to 2. That number was a lot bigger before COVID. COVID really hurt Facebook pretty hard, actually. But these numbers are growing. The big circles, ever use this app or site? Only 5% of US teens said they've never used it. My shock? There's 5%. I can't believe there's 5% who've never been on YouTube. How do you learn how to fix your car? And believe me, from personal experience, if you lose the passenger side mirror on your 2006 Volvo C70, there's a YouTube video of a guy putting a new one on. And he's good because I did it and it worked. And it has a temperature sensor and like, no, okay, we don't have time. No, 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 move, move, move. Okay. One of the reasons I love teaching this is because my distractibility mirrors 21st century distractibility. So I understand why it's distracting because it works on me. I don't teach about this stuff because I'm immune. I teach about this stuff because I am willfully resistant. I recommend that course of action. Persistently, unrepentantly, ubiquitously resistant. Actually, the term was insubordinate when they fired me for my last job, but I signed on to that right away. I'm like, that's a good reason. Okay. If you can actually spell those words, I'm very impressed. Okay. YouTube is a gigantic time suck. It will autoplay when you're done, generally, unless you've turned it off. You can do that. But again, it's a setting you have to get, and people don't. It's 2 mouse clicks. Like, yeah, I don't want to do that. So they don't. So it autoplays. And who chooses what? It autoplays. What? YouTube does. Now, how does YouTube know that you're going to want that next video? Yeah. YouTube connected through Google, and Google knows everything. Almost. Stumping Google is fun, actually. It's getting harder because now Google integrates with ChatGPT, and that ChatGPT, if it doesn't know what you want, it'll make it up, and then it'll convince you that it's right. Yes. Well, that's very good. That's really good. Insubordinate. There you go. Insubordination. That's me. I cannot be assimilated by the Borg. They tried. They had to stick me out an airlock, but that apparently was insufficient. Okay. It's cold out there, though. I will say that. All right. We're going to do what's called a take five here. I want you to talk for just a second. This may look like we're shifting gears, and we are, but we're still on the same road. Trust me. Can you waste time? Okay. If so, how? All of you are sitting next to someone. You get 5 minutes to have a conversation about this. Ready, go. Okay. If you haven't met the person sitting next to you, do that first. Hi. Shake hands. And then I want you to talk about this. Can you waste time? Cool. All right. Raise your hand if, in your discussions, you agreed, or you believe, even if you didn't agree, that yes, indeed, you can waste time. Okay. How many of you believe yourself to be exceedingly good at it? Especially when, like, you've been told to go to bed or to stop reading your book or whatever it is. Okay, I'm just checking. How many of you don't think you can waste time? I'm just curious about that. We're like, you okay? Procrastinating is the, I was going to say it quicker, but I didn't want to. Okay, anyway, yeah, some of you got that, not very many of you. A giant watch. I cannot imagine a worse way to live my life than a giant watch around my belt. He says with his pocket watch in his pocket around his waist. Anyway, yes. Okay, raise your hand if video games came up as a way to, quote, waste time, unquote. Raise your hand if, when told you're wasting time by playing video games, you have a list of reasons why playing video games is actually not wasting time. It's actually an excellent use of your time. And if you are forbidden from doing it, massively horrible things will happen to you in the future because you will not have developed the appropriate hand-eye coordination or thumb skills. Shh. I'm sorry, you're going through a tunnel. I couldn't hear you. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Give me another I waste time with. Staring at a blank piece of paper, trying to write a book. I can help you with that. No, I mean that in all sincerity. I can help you with that. Yeah. Making decisions. Okay. Making decisions. That's very interesting. Here's one of the ones that people have the worst time with is restaurants. Now, a restaurant is not defined as a place where you read the menu from a board up here while somebody in a hat sits at a thing and waits for you to tell them what to do. That's not a restaurant for me. You sit down, there's a thing you open, or now you scan it on your phone and you open it up. Okay. Raise your hand if you have a problem or if you are willing to throw your parents under the bus that your parents have a problem making a decision what to order in a restaurant. Okay. Let me help you. No? Open the menu. Find the first thing that looks good. Shut the menu. Ta-da, you're done. No, well, unless it doesn't look good. Okay? That's going to save you light. And then watch everyone else for the next 10 minutes because it's hilarious. Okay? And then the server comes and says, are you ready? Or do you need a little more time? Oh, I need a little more time. As if you're going to make up your mind until she's standing there anyway. She's already standing there. Just pick something. Essentially at random. If it was terrible, they wouldn't be on the menu. Anyway, if you have allergies, please ignore all of my previous advice. Okay. All right. Other ways to waste time. Yeah. Now we're talking. Now we're talking. Not 2-3 weeks ago, we had a giant party at my house for the League of Legends North American Championship. huge group of people, pizza, snacks everywhere. We were disappointed. We were rooting for the team that lost, but that's okay. That happens to us a lot. Bigger party than the Super Bowl. Yes, it's a video game. So what? Is it a waste of time? Is watching the Super Bowl a waste of time? Raise your hand for yes. Raise your hand for no. I'm in the no category myself, but because there's great commercials. Yes. Usually the football's not very good, but the commercials are awesome. Yeah. You can waste your time by making up stories. No, you cannot. No, you cannot. Unless the story you are making up is meant to explain something you don't want to have to tell the truth about. Then you're wasting time. No, that's a use of your... Oh, I see. We have very different definitions, which I think was the point. Okay. Sorry, we got to move on. We're 10 minutes from the end, believe it or not. That was like 40 minutes. Okay, so, yeah, that's what happens in these classes. Time warp. It's a dark art. I am in the camp, I do not believe you can waste time. I believe all your time is used. Often your time is used to make you a worse person. That's something I urge you to think hard about not continuing. However, please remember, tell me your name.
Hallie.
Please remember Hallie's comment. You may be able to tell when you are wasting time. The closer you pay attention to the spirit, the easier it will be. But you will almost never be able to tell when anyone else is wasting time. I make up stories for a living. And as you may have seen, I ain't missing my next meal. Actually, that's probably false. I probably am. But that's okay. I did Ramadan. I can make it to the end of the day. I'm not worried about that. I don't think you can waste time. I don't think it's possible. Yes. Can you waste energy? Oh, yeah. Do you? Oh, me too, I wish. That's where it's all gone. I just, oh. Well, there, see, it saves you time. If you just don't have any energy, you can't waste any. You're good. Or you could be Leah and just, like, sleep a lot. Leah tells me she does this. I don't really believe she does, but she did speak so convincingly about it. She almost talked me into it. I don't think you can. I have this running debate with certain school administrators about my class. My class is often very much like this one, sort of randomly chaotic and all sorts of weird things happening. And if you think this is weird, come to the next one. I'm okay with it. I think chaos means opportunity. And for those who are prepared. So if you're prepared, chaos is a good thing. Because it's opportunities for you. Other people, not prepared, well, tough. Bring them along with you, though. Be kind. I don't think you can have a classroom in which no one is learning. But I do think you can have a classroom in which people are not learning the right things. They're learning the wrong lessons or they're learning harmful lessons. That's what I want to avoid. And that's what I would urge you to avoid as well in conjunction with all of this stuff. All right. We got to fly through this. What is your most important relationship? Hands. Yes. Yes. Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father first. I love LDSAG so much. You have no idea how long it takes to get to that everywhere else. And we're like right out of the box. It's beautiful. Heavenly Father, give me next. That head, by the way, if that is not, I'm not going to ask for hands here. You and your bishop should have a chat about that, okay? Or start with your parents. But that should be your most important relationship. God has told us that any relationship not founded on him will not last. And why would you have relationships that you didn't want to last? So I would start with that, okay? Parents, bishop, anybody have other? Yeah. Friends and family. Your relationship with yourself. Animals. D&D club, friends. How often do you get together? Once a month? That's tough, man, to keep the thread of the campaign going. Okay. Circles of greatest influence. We talked about that, and we're going to, this all comes back together here in just a second if I can make it in time. Okay, first is yourself. This is the only place where you have ultimate control, and having ultimate control over yourself is kind of a goal. I love Stoic philosophy, and one of the things that we do in Stoic philosophy is we work through the control of ourself, that we are making an intentional decision about everything that we do. I don't care if you're watching YouTube. I don't care if you're watching YouTube for 10 hours a day. What I care about is, did you decide to do that? Don't autoplay your life. Decide. Choose. Do I choose to read Ender's Game for the 32nd time? Yes, I do. But part of the reason is I chose to read the Book of Mormon for 30 minutes before that, sometimes after. Did you choose? Did you choose to go see the newest Dungeons & Dragons, the new Dungeons & Dragons movie? Heartily recommended. It is silly from beginning to end, and it is so cool. I chose to do that. I chose to do that. I chose to go with my friends. I chose to go with my wife, my children. I think it was a good choice. And yeah, it's 2 hours and 25 minutes. Counting the previews, it's 2 hours and 41 minutes. And yeah, I won't get that back. But I chose. Yes, and I think it was a good choice. Second, parents, siblings, and closest friends. If you're drawing circles, you should do that. Okay? Yourself in the middle, because that's what you have the most influence, the most impact on. Second, it's going to be friends, siblings, closest friends. Third, friends outside that. People you don't see that often, you consider them friends. They're your friends. This is going to include a lot of people that you meet in online communities as well. But remember, the farther out we get from the center, the less control you have. And the less impact the things that happen in that circle have on you. Everything that happens to you has an impact on you. Most things that happen to your parents, your siblings, your closest friends have an impact on you. Some things that happen to your friends have an impact on you. Acquaintances. Facebook doesn't like this statistic, but it's still true. On most Facebook friends lists, there are at least 40% of the names that the person with the account does not know. Guilty. I thought I remember them, but now I don't. Almost nothing that happens to your acquaintances has any impact on you at all. Can, but unlikely. Everyone else is on the outside. President of the United States, where is he? Everyone else. I know you might think everything that Joseph Biden of Delaware does has a major impact on you. You are wrong. Almost nothing he does has any impact on you at all. And nothing you do has any impact on him. So where is your time? Where are we focusing our time? Where are all those social media apps? Where are they aimed? Are they aimed in the middle or are they aimed on the outside? If you have a phone, pull it out, look at the number of notifications you have. How many of those are in here and how many of them are out here? Almost all of them are out there where you can do nothing about them and they do not matter. And yet, they're alerting you all the time. Yeah, that's, yeah, not being able to turn off notifications. Think about that. We gotta finish up. Where are you spending the majority of your time? And if God is our most important relationship, and a lot of hands went up for that, how much time does he get? How much time does he get? How much time does Google get? How much time does YouTube get? How much time does TikTok get? How much time do all of those, how much time does school get? If God is not the foundation of your homeschool, get a new home. I mean, a new school. That's, I don't want to say this too loud, but Jesus said, if your left eye offends you, pluck it out. He did. I didn't say it. Jesus, it's Jesus. I'm just calling Jesus. Let me finish with this. You get to decide what you're doing with your time, what you're doing with your attention, what you're doing with your life. You get to decide that. Now, you don't decide what happens to you when you make that decision. Those consequences are not always in your control. But make the decision. And direct that decision to the most important relationships that you have. God is not on Facebook, but the missionaries are. I'm up three more times today. I got an hour break, and then I'm back at 1. I'm back again at 2, and then this again at 4, so you don't need to come back to that one. We should probably pick up one of the two. We're going to play test some history in the next ones. Thank you very much. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Latter-day Saint Home Educators is a nonprofit, all-volunteer organization dedicated to providing inspiration to homeschool families. We hope you enjoyed this recording. If you are interested in listening to more recordings or would like to participate in a future conference, please visit our website at ldshe.org.